The 16th of April 2022. My name is Perry and this is Mick 1, episode number 1. We're talking today about how to kill Batman. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. In the All-Star Batman and Robin the Boy Wonder prequel, Batman is shown as a violent sociopath who is more than willing to kill enemies or let them die in almost certainly fatal situations. Batman would never kill, because in the tragedy that created Batman, Bruce established that the worst thing a person can do is take a life. When Jean-Paul Valley took on the role of Batman, the moment that prompted Bruce Wayne to return his cape was when Valley's actions resulted in the deaths of serial killer Slaughterhouse and his hostage, Graham Etchison, Wayne and his allies. Can't kill. If Bruce Wayne's parents had not been killed, Bruce Wayne would not have become Bruce Wayne's, and Gotham's criminals would have escaped the Dark Knight's vengeful wrath. Originally, the tragic crime that caused Bruce Wayne's was a horribly wrong street robbery. Until Bruce Wayne had established himself as the masked vigilante feared by Gotham's underworld as he described in Detective Comics number 33, it was only discovered that a higher-ranking man named Joe Hill had killed Bruce Wayne's parents early in his criminal career. Throughout the story, Batman uses aggressive but non-lethal methods, publicly criticizing deadly guns, but fails to kill the Joker. The Joker is also violent, killing Batman in a new, creative way every day, resurrecting Batman in the middle, and enjoying the horror on the enemy's face. The Joker's hallucination happens in the latter, when Batman breaks the neck of one of the Jokers, leading to his first intentional murder. Sign: he's technically sticking with the story, neither killing nor saving his former mentor from a train accident, but instead putting Batman in a moral gray area, which remains a point of contention. Although Batman still adheres to this lofty policy, Batman sometimes breaks his own ground rules. While it's clear that this rule has played a key role in Batman's story over the years, the truth is that his self-control falters from time to time. The exception is where Batman directly kills Batman's left-wing enemies. DC Comics' line of business for the past 8 years or more has been that the Dark Knight never violated his no-kill rule, which in most cases the following are reflected. His speech. Like Batman, Batman in the Christian Bale trilogy has a strict no-kill policy. As DC Comics fans surely know, the defining feature of Batman's moral compass is Batman's strict no-kill policy toward his enemies. Of all the traits that make Batman a great and noble hero, I think the most important is the one rule that he never kills his enemies. That is, in the comics. Make no mistake, this is not the moral high ground that ostensibly declares the no-kill rule. Nor does it mean that its masked protagonist sometimes refuses to kill in order to keep his hands clean. Whenever its masked protagonist has killed more people in the movies, it's usually meant to study his rules and reinforce the idealism of the no-kill rule, though it also highlights the point that such a rule is likely to be completely impossible. Stay on a long enough timeline in Gotham City. There is something downright bold about a model like Batman that dismisses murder as the real way out, that sidesteps confusing topics like criminals with rehab and takes finality for morality. You can even take the hyper-pragmatic stance that by not killing an unrepentant mass murderer like the Joker, Batman has the blood of murderous clowns on his hands, that the Dark Knight is letting an outdated and unrealistic moral code prevent him from doing so. The Joker needs killer jokes, an outdated and unrealistic moral code. If you think that Batman kills most criminals, not just some edge cases, just more realistic, consider what it means to demand that kind of specific realism from a superhero, even if he doesn't have powers. When Batman confronts the Joker in the film's climax, it's the Caped Crusader's personal fight, adding to the rare moment Bruce faces the killer on set. Zack Snyder's even recreated a famous scene from the original 1986 miniseries, The Dark Knight Returns, in which Batman shoots the villain in a hostage situation. Only this time, it turns out Batman shoots is fatal. A more interesting interpretation of the assassination takes place in the final moments of Todd Phillips' Joker, when a random shooter, inspired by the actions of the former Arthur Fleck, follows Thomas and Martha Wayne and shoots while trying to fight back. The rich suck the marrow out of Gotham's bones and get nothing. While not revealing the identity of the accidental shooter, Todd Phillips suggested that the Wayne family wouldn't have died if it wasn't for the Joker, meaning the Joker is at least indirectly responsible for the murder.
Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Perry Bowman. Adios.